learn how to make your routines work for you instead of your routine work against you. A lot of us are living in that mode of our routine working against us. So it's time to change it up. It's time to live in your zone of genius. Do the things that actually matter to you in your business that are actually going to move the needle for you and your business, and everything could change.
Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, my beautiful mommy millionaires. I am so excited to be here with you today. If you're listening in right now, it's because you are committed to making the most money so you could build generational wealth for your family, so you can really have that time freedom that we're all craving. So I read this book and I highly recommend getting it. It's called Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. I'm going to try to have him on the podcast as well. And in the beginning of the book, he outlines Oprah's day. So Oprah is basically living everybody's dream life because she is a billionaire. And I thought it was so interesting because most of us, if we think about, oh, what a billionaire's day looks like, it wouldn't be what Oprah does. But this is truly every billionaire I've spoken to now, they have so much time freedom. It's so inspiring, and I want that. And there's a secret sauce. So let's talk about the secret sauce today, but I'm going to break down for you Oprah's day real quick. So she wakes up, and she lives in Montecito, California, which if you've never been, it's a part of Santa Barbara, and it's beautiful. Santa Barbara is kind of like it's a Spanish-style architecture. It's really beautiful. The last time I was in Santa Barbara actually was for my baby moon for Channing. We went and took Charlie and Cooper when they were 4 and 2, right before Channing came. We stayed at this beautiful resort and it was really fun. And I knew I wanted to live at the beach, but not that beach, but it's beautiful. Very lots of trees. It doesn't look like a normal beach town. And it definitely doesn't feel like a normal beach town. A lot of billionaires live in Montecito, California. So she wakes up 7, 8 a.m. She brushes her teeth and takes her 5 dogs outside. And she has a huge, huge land. So they just run amok, right? And she makes her favorite espresso. She makes her espresso. How fun is that? I make my espresso too. So I feel like when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, Oprah and I have some stuff in common. So if you're drinking espresso at 8 a.m., you're, you know, kind of like Oprah. So you're on your way, sister. 8:30 a.m., she does some spiritual exercises like meditating, reading, or silence. She does that for about 30 minutes. So I love that because it's not like, oh my gosh, it's always meditation at 8:30. She does some type of spiritual practice. And for me, I love that she has silence because that's when I hear the most from God, is during my silent time. So 9 a.m., she works out. 10:30 a.m., she goes shopping in her living room. So she doesn't want to waste her time driving to the mall, scouring the aisles. She has the top designer in the world just bring the best designs to her living room. Okay, and she shops. 12:30, she has lunch with her partner, Stedman. Then at 1:30, she spends 2 hours on business matters, mainly approving any expense over $100,000 and checking in with her editor of O Magazine and her CEO of Weight Watchers. So those are her business partners. Oh my goodness. So she does that for 2 hours, you guys. She makes the decisions in those 2 hours. That is the main role for her in those businesses that she, you know, pays somebody else to run for her. 3:30, she exercises again, enjoys a good book. 6 p.m., eats dinner, walks her dogs again. Sometimes she watches a movie. 9:30, she takes a bath and goes to bed. So let's just really focus in on this. Oprah works 2 hours a day now as a billionaire. Now, did she always only work 2 hours a day? No. When she had the top talk show in the world, no, she wasn't working 2 hours a day, right? She was working a lot more than that to get to this level. But she spends the majority of her time taking care of herself. So going for walks, eating, nourishing her body, moving her body, and also practicing a spiritual exercise. She knows that her biggest value that she brings to the world is being a resource. So if she is a resource, if she is the secret sauce, she has to take massive care of herself. And any billionaire I talk to that is a giver, right, that's in the public eye in some way, has a very similar structure in their day because they understand that taking care of themselves and their mind, having mental clarity, is of high priority. So successful people aren't doing what they love because they're rich. They're rich, this is really important, because they've learned to do what they love and what they are really, really good at. A lot of us entrepreneurs, we think, okay, we're going to have an enjoyable life once we make it. Once we get to Oprah status, then we'll have an enjoyable life. But what you got to do right now is you have to go and look, how am I spending my day? Am I spending my day doing energy sucking tasks that absolutely like suck the life out of you? Something like that for me was writing. I'm a good writer. I'm actually really good at writing copy, but I didn't enjoy it anymore. So now I work with a copywriter that is a part of the Mommy Millionaire team, and she actually writes better than I could write for myself. Okay, because she asks me questions, she gets all of the goodness out of my mouth, and I don't have to spend time writing it, like actually typing it out and forming it into emails. So that was an energy sucker that I took out and delegated to somebody on the team. And it gave me more time back into my life to do what I did today. I went to a Galentine's party for 3 hours to hang out with friends and be rejuvenized because I'm an extrovert. I get energy from being around people and I just feel better. If I'm alone, it's not good. It is not a good situation. I usually get into some type of weird funk. The next thing that I want you to focus on is when you look at an audit of your day, right? And you say, okay, where are the energy sucking things? Where are the life-giving things? You got to ask yourself, how do I do more of the life-giving things? And that's something that I know about myself is if I'm around people, if I get to go to a networking event, that's actually a life-giving thing for me now, now that I've learned more about how I function as a person and what's good for me and boundaries and all of those things. So I work that into my schedule, especially if I have like a week where I'm like, you know, heavy creating content, heavy into creating a new product or program. What I'll do is I'll say, okay, I've got to have some life in that week. So I got to go to a party. I got to schedule a friend date. I've got to do something to make sure that I'm taking care of that part of me that gives me life. And next thing after you audit your day is to look and go, okay, how do I spend more time in my zone of genius and doing the things that make myself the most money? So there's two things at Mommy Millionaire that make me a lot of money. Coaching. So one-on-one coaching, which is why I created the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind program. You get live coaching from me every other week. Or if you're a VIP member, you could get it daily from our team. And that's one of those things I just love being able to do. It literally gives me life to coach people. And another thing that makes me a lot of money is my real estate deals. And the reason why is because I have a really good intuition about things, but also I'm really good at running numbers. And when I find a deal, it's easy for me to find money for deals because I have nurtured my network so well. So I invest money to get into new rooms and meet new people constantly because I know my network is directly correlated to my net worth. I've got to constantly be meeting new people, seeing how I can help them. And that helps me grow my real estate portfolio.
So I invest heavily in taking care of myself, because if I show up at these networking events and I look like a hag that hasn't slept in days, and I look like just not in a good headspace, which trust me, I've been there before, I'm not magnetic because I'm running on empty. So I go and invest in things throughout my day that give me life. I work out, right? I have a personal trainer I meet with daily because she challenges me, like, oh, it's so good for me to challenge my body. And I see transformation happening in my body. I have a chef. I have somebody that cleans my home all the time because I need a clean, clutter-free home. It makes me work better. It helps me think clearly. And another thing that I've invested in is, like, just in our home, you know, we live in a very private, a very double-gated community that makes me guard-gated as well, makes me feel very safe. And I walk. I don't have to worry about a bunch of cars because it's a very private neighborhood. And I just walk and get my steps in to really move my body and think differently. And our neighborhood looks like Desperate Housewives. Okay. It's beautiful. Everybody's lawns are well manicured, beautiful flowers everywhere. It makes me so happy to just be out in nature that way. Another thing I do is I make time to go down to the beach at least once a week and have silence on the sand, I call it. And I invest my time into those tasks, you could call them, because they light me up. And when I am lit up, I make more money. Period. So I want you to think about that for you right now. Are you doing the things that light you up every single day? Maybe you have a business that, like, you know, you're not necessarily passionate about. One of my clients, she runs a, you know, a credit card processing company. And it's not something that's like ooey gooey, right? Like all the time, but she makes a good amount of money. And one thing that she had to do to make herself more successful in that business and actually to buy back some more of her time was she had to coach a team to be better leaders of themselves and to take ownership of their jobs inside of her company so she could get more time back. So she's been able to build a great sales team and she's gotten to grow as a leader. And everybody, okay, everybody, you're listening in right now, I can guarantee that you are happy when you are helping people. If you're not, you're just not human. Okay. I don't know of anybody that is not happy when they get to help people and they see something light up inside of somebody else. You're going to feel fulfilled after that. And so leading a sales team, you know, helping your employees gain success inside of your company is extremely fulfilling. And so she started to get passionate about that. That started to light her up because she goes, wow, like helping people grow inside of my company lights me up. And she became obsessed with it. And in return, she got more time, she made more money, and she found out like this could be really fulfilling, even though she wasn't necessarily passionate about her business in the beginning. She found a way to be passionate about it. She found a way to be excited about it. So that might be something that you just needed to hear right now to remind yourself there's always a way to find a way that lights you up inside of your business. You got to make it work for you and not against you. So this is your reminder that you are a billionaire inside. There's somewhere inside of you, okay? If you're listening into the Mommy Millionaire Show, you're meant to be a billionaire. There's plenty of money for every single one of us listening in right now to become a billionaire, but you got to learn how to buy back your time, like Dan Martell says. And I really highly recommend you pick up the book. I don't know Dan from Adam. My friend Rachel Luna actually sent me this book and I was like, wow, this is a great book. So I highly recommend picking it up and auditing your day, really learning how to buy back your time, like Dan said. So I'm excited to hear from you. Learn how to make your routines work for you instead of your routine work against you. A lot of us are living in that mode of our routine working against us. So it's time to change it up. It's time to live in your zone of genius. Do the things that actually matter to you in your business that are actually going to move the needle for you and your business. And everything could change. Okay. If you love this episode, make sure to head over to anywhere you're listening to podcasts right now. Like, subscribe, leave us a review. That's one way we grow this show all the time. Make sure to head over to mommymillionaire.co if you're looking to be a part of a group of women who are collaborative, that can lift you up, help you get to where you want to go in your business. If you're looking for some private coaching, maybe you're a male or female, you could head over to kaylacraft.com, fill out my executive coaching form. I'm working with executives on increasing their impact and their income, and I'm really excited about it. Love you guys.
Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be: wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.